same number, even your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
Boom, that's a home run.
Out of the park.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
When you are on your way up, a connection may have changed the trajectory of your career. Return the favor at the Innovation Expo, Tuesday, September 19th, the state's largest entrepreneurial showcase. Come meet Iowa's best and brightest and be part of Iowa's next big idea. Tracks include the Seed and Venture Forum and a business showcase. Your success can inspire these entrepreneurs to grow Iowa's economy with their ideas. Attend EDC Inc.'s Innovation Expo, September 19th at the Coralville Marriott. Details at edcinc.org.
Dad, we talk a lot about sports.
Yes, we do.
And food.
Yep.
And sometimes even health.
That is true.
In a recent survey, the Cleveland Clinic found that today's fathers and sons are talking more about their health than previous generations, but there's still a conversation gap around below-the-belt issues.
Cleveland Clinic wants to remind all men to mention it to their doctor.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation.
And they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. Right now, you can save $4 on 16 ounces of Seafoam motor treatment for only $7.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Kyle Montgomery with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Seahawks star Michael Bennett had an encounter with police last month that left him, quote, terrified. Bennett says he was running from what he thought were gunshots in a Las Vegas club when an officer forced him to the ground and put a gun to his head. Bennett believes he was targeted because he was black. The Las Vegas PD has launched an internal review of the incident. Commissioner Goodell says Bennett has the league's full support, saying he, quote, represents the best of the NFL. Elsewhere, first overall pick Myles Garrett injured his ankle at practice, putting his NFL debut Sunday in doubt. The Browns will know more about Garrett's status Thursday after he gets an MRI. Odell Beckham did not practice Wednesday as he recovers from a knee injury, but the Giants star says he's not ruled out playing on Sunday. And football's finally back. Patriots and Chiefs kick off the season Thursday night. Get ready for the game by watching Game Day Kickoff at 5:30 Eastern, only on NFL Network. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number.
It's number 3030. Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies till 7 o'clock tonight. 106.3 FM in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And 1600 AM, the historic main gym. You can hear it all across eastern Iowa. Don't forget, Vote in our poll question tonight, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Do you think there will ever be another break in the Cyhawk series? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Plenty to get to tonight. Coming up, we'll talk a little Major League Baseball, including mourning the loss of former Yankee and former Cubs manager Gene Michael, the architect of those great New York Yankees teams of the late 90s and early 2000s. He passed away earlier today. Have some thoughts on that coming up, but plenty more to come on the Iowa-Iowa State series, which is set to be renewed this Saturday, 11:01 kickoff time. And here now to talk with us about it is one of my favorite guests on the entire program, and I'm not just saying it because it's Cyhawk week. Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com with us here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. And Brent, are you like me? Are you to the point where you just want this game to be played right now? Thursday is usually the line of demarcation for me where I'm over the hype and I just want to see the game played at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've covered about every angle by now. So I was probably ready to go Tuesday. I think I got all my smack talk in Monday. I was ready to go Tuesday, and now it's just kind of we've said the same thing over and over again. So I'm glad it's a morning game and not an evening game.
Brent, what do you make of the kind of the narrative of people talking about how much this game means to either side, whether it means more or less to either side? Do you put any stock into that?
No, I don't. I mean, I thought Kirk Ferentz said it best this week, and that was, you know, if you don't care, that's almost an insult. Maybe the fan bases, I mean, I guess that's an argument that could be made. I mean, historically, Iowa's had the better program. That's not arguable. And so it does mean a lot to Iowa State when they play and they beat them. And over the last 20 years, it's been 50-50. So from that point, yeah, I mean, I think Iowa State does care. And, you know, I think Iowa fans needle at Iowa State saying that they care more. But at the end of the day, I think both of those locker rooms care a lot. Both of those coaching staffs care a lot. And this is an important game for both teams. I mean, if both teams want to continue to have successful seasons, this is an extremely important game. And it's going to be very emotional on both sides come Saturday. But I think that's just more of a Cyhawk talking point by now. But this is not the 1996-1997. This is a pretty even series, and both teams want this game.
What did we learn about Iowa State last weekend and that win over UNI?
You know, kind of quote Dennis Green, the late Dennis Green, they are who they thought they were. I mean, I think they didn't really do anything that was wild and crazy, but they were solid. I mean, they were good in a lot of the aspects. The turnovers helped. The two pick sixes obviously helped, but they've got those really good receivers, and I don't think that's just, you know, a talking point. That they're good. I mean, both Lazard and Butler were really good against Northern Iowa. They have size. They have playmakers. David Montgomery is a special running back, and Park is pretty good. The question marks remain for Iowa State on the interior, that offensive line and the defensive line. D-line was okay. O-line struggled to move UNI, but UNI is pretty good up front. So that's where the game's going to be won on Saturday, is who exploits who. We know Iowa's good, defense and offensive lines, but then they have the weaknesses on the outside, and that's where Iowa State is pretty good on offense and defense. So I don't know if we learned a whole lot from Iowa State other than I do think they're markedly better than they were a year ago at this time, and I think we'll see that on Saturday.
You can follow Brent Bloom on Twitter, at Brent Bloom. Yesterday, you tweeted that you think that David Montgomery might be the most talented Cyclone running back since Ennis Haywood. What makes him so special?
He's the entire package, and Matt Campbell spoke about it this week even. He said that he is perhaps the most talented back he's ever coached, and he's got Kareem Hunt right now, who is a third-round pick and probably going to be the starter tonight for the Kansas City Chiefs, coached him at Toledo. I mean, Montgomery is legit, 5'11", 220 pounds, and Mike Warren's really good his freshman year, but Warren was great when he had room, and he struggles to kind of make his own yards, where that's where Montgomery's really good. I mean, you saw multiple times against UNI where there wasn't much there, but he was able to get 5, 6, 7, 8 yards when nothing was there. And it's that ability to get yardage when there's not a hole that turns David Montgomery from a good back to a potentially a great back. He's got everything you need. He can catch the ball, pretty good speed. I mean, he can do everything. He's a legit three down back. And I think he's going to go down when all of a sudden does one of the all-time greats at Iowa State. And the coaching staff just loves him. He's clearly beaten out Mike Warren. It's not even a contest. And if he gets room to run on Saturday, I think Hawks fans will be impressed with him as well.
Do you think we'll see more of Kamila Tungamoa this week? I think we lost Brent there. My apologies. We'll see if we can get him back. And our pregame coverage of the Iowa-Iowa State game begins on all three frequencies Saturday morning, Cyclone Radio Network on 1600 AM, and our Iowa-centric pregame show Before the Boom at 9 a.m. on our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City and 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Brent is back with us. Do you think we'll see more of Kamila Tungamoa this weekend, Brent?
I think so. I think they'll need him. They were pretty good in the D-line, but it just helps to have an extra body in there. I think Tungamoa played 5 to 8 snaps against Northern Iowa. I would anticipate his workload increasing, maybe double. You get him 10 to 15 snaps on the interior of that line, and he played okay. But keep in mind, he caught the campus just about 2 weeks ago, so he's still getting up to speed. But he's a big physical kid. I mean, 6'5", 300 pounds, and they're going to need him to match some of that size on the Iowa offensive line.
What were the early returns on that retooled defensive line against UNI?
Pretty positive. Pretty positive. I thought Vernell Trent was the most improved Cyclone on the roster. He's a senior now from Jacksonville. Got his weight up over 290 pounds. He's finally healthy. Really has never been healthy as an Iowa State player. And then Ray Lima was really good, what they wanted. He's one of the JUCO kids, just a sophomore, but another 300-pounder. Was in the backfield, really disruptive on a couple of those turnovers for UNI. And then maybe the guy they think is the most talented on their roster on the defensive side is Eni Arazarike, a freshman from Detroit, 6'5", 290, going to be really good, just has to get there with reps. So they think they've got about 6 or 7 guys up front. The DNs were okay, not great against UNI, but they are obviously critical. Iowa State's goal this offseason is to become more physical against the run. They were really bad against the run against Iowa last year and really against the entire schedule. They have to be good on Saturday. That's obvious. And I think that will determine if Iowa State has some success. I think Iowa State can hold Iowa under 24 points. I think that's my key. That's my magic number. But it has to start with the defensive line.
You stole my thunder. My next question for you was, give me a point total that Iowa or Iowa State needs to hit in order for the other one to put the game out of reach. So that's it, 24 points, and Iowa State's a winner. Oh, I think we lost Brent again. Again, my apologies. We'll see if we can try this a third and final time at 5:14. I've already reminded you that we've got the pregame show. I don't have anything else to fill, so I'm just going to blabber here. Gibberish, gibberish, gibberish. Let's get him back on. Gibberish, gibberish, gibberish. Brent is back with us there. You stole my thunder. So 24 points, you think that's the magic number?
That's my magic number, absolutely. I think that's the one. First one to 24 wins the game. And I think Iowa State has the weapons to get there. Does Park have the time to throw? That's the key for him and for Iowa. I mean, if they just pound Iowa State like they have in the past, then I think they can get there as well. But I think that's my magic number, and I think Vegas thinks the same thing.
Iowa wins the game Saturday if what happens?
They rush for 200 or more yards, and they did last year. They got close. I think they were at 198 last year, but that was no contest early, and Iowa could have run for 250 if they really wanted to a year ago. But I think that's it right there. If Iowa gets over 200 yards and burns that clock and they play that keep-away style, Iowa wins the game.
Brent, watching that Iowa State-UNI game, the one thing that I noticed was the offensive line protected Jacob Park very well. He was not sacked once. He was barely hurried. How big of a key is that for Iowa State going up against a very, very strong defensive front of Iowa's?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I don't know if Iowa State is going to be able to run the ball on Iowa that much. We know that's where Iowa's strength is. They've always been good against the run, and they're really strong. I think Budge is one of the best defensive tackles in the nation. It's going to be tough to move them for Iowa State. I would anticipate the Cyclones throw it early and often. I think you could see Park throw 40 or more balls on Saturday afternoon. And to do that, you have to have time. And the Iowa State offensive line is pretty good at the tackle spot, getting Campos back, protecting that blind side is important. So they got to keep Jacob Park clean, because if he has time, I like that matchup for Iowa State. I know the Iowa D-backs played very well against Wyoming, but I would say that the Iowa State receivers are a big upgrade over what Wyoming threw out there. So given Park has some time, I think Iowa State can put up some yardage in the pass game.
Any insight as to what may be on the menu in the press box on Saturday? I'm hoping tacos.
You know, it's a morning game, Todd. Usually they have like some sort of bad eggs. Like, I mean, maybe somewhere before, honestly. Yeah.
Put in a good word for tacos for me. I know they've still got a time. There's nothing like a good Jack Trice taco. Hey, before we let you go, Brent, I really enjoyed your work on Saturday watching you and Sage Rosenfels do the Iowa State UNI game. I thought you were terrific, and appreciate you joining us here on the program, and we'll see you on Saturday. How about that?
Yeah, come say hello. I'll come find you down there in the press box. And usually they have donuts, too, so that's something to look forward to.
Donuts, bad eggs, and Brent Bloom. Sounds like a plan.
You got it, man.
Appreciate it. Brent Bloom, Cyclone.
I think so.
Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. 11:01, the scheduled kickoff time in Jack Trice Stadium for Saturday's Cy-Hawk game.
Breakfast tacos?
Probably it's going to be. I'd eat a taco at 11 o'clock in the morning. Not breakfast tacos. Screw that. Give me meat and cheese and jalapenos and salsa and all of that. The food, I will say this, Iowa State blows Iowa out of the water food-wise. They have very, very good food, and I know no one cares about that outside of members of the media, but that's what I look forward to the most about the games at Jack Trice Stadium every other year. Taco Bar, 319-366-1600. Woodja is on the way. The 6 o'clock hour will bring us Scott Docterman from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And coming up in the next 15 minutes, your chance to get the lead out. That's next week at the Paramount Theater. We've got a couple tickets for America's version of Led Zeppelin. You're not going to want to miss this concert, especially if you are a Led Zeppelin fan. All you need to do, stick by that phone in the next couple minutes. We'll give you an opportunity to win. 518, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues on after this.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Oh, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people. Here we go.
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Welcome back in. It is 520, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. We'll have either high school football for you tonight or the kickoff to the NFL season, the Patriots playing host to the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't forget Iowa City tomorrow. We're going to be heading your way for another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. You can join us at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub from 4 until 7. That includes the big hour coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will join me, as will former Hawkeye receiver Marvin McNutt. Here's a feel-good story for you from the world of Major League Baseball. And if you think I'm going to mention the Cubs beating the Pirates last night 1-0, it made me feel good, but it's not a feel-good story for the rest of you. The Atlanta Braves are welcoming displaced Floridians who have had to flee the path of the oncoming hurricane, Hurricane Irma, with free tickets to the series at SunTrust Park against the Miami Marlins.
That's so outstanding.
For people that are from Florida that have had to evacuate and are hunkering down in Atlanta, the Braves are going to be providing free tickets for that Marlins series. So, pretty nice story. I mentioned a couple minutes ago the passing of Gene Michael at 79, widely associated with the New York Yankees. He did spend a little bit of time with the Chicago Cubs in the 80s, managed them for a couple years after Jim Fry, before Don Zimmer. Gene Michael passed away at the age of 79. He really, more than anybody, more than George Steinbrenner, more than he was on the scene before Brian Cashman, Gene Michael was the architect of that New York Yankees dynasty, which I saw the Yankees win the World Series there in the late 90s, the early parts of the 2000s, oversaw a lot of the drafting and the player development and the front office. And there was a great story on Sports Illustrated earlier today. He did not make a trade that was probably the biggest impact that he had on the Yankees, but in 1995, the Yankees had an opportunity to get together with the Detroit Tigers, and it would have involved trading Mariano Rivera, and he did not make the deal. And, of course, you look at what Mariano Rivera ultimately wound up doing with the Yankees, one of the greatest closers, if not the greatest closer of all time, save for Luis Gonzalez's little flare into left center field that won the World Series for the Diamondbacks in 2001. Mariano Rivera was almost unhittable in the postseason. Always sad to see guys like Gene Michael pass away. He did so today at the age of 79. 319-366-1600. We've got Woodja on the way. Also, Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com. NFL kicking off tonight. Make sure you stick around after the show is over. We'll have the Patriots and the Chiefs for you. And yes, Roger Goodell set to be in attendance at Gillette Stadium tonight as the Patriots kick off the season, and he's going to be welcomed by some clown-nosed, flag-waving Patriots fans who are not necessarily Roger Goodell fans. We'll talk a little bit more about Roger coming up on Would You, which is going to be on the way in just a few minutes. Text line available for you, 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And, well, yeah, you can say you're not going to listen to Brent because he's a homer. Everybody's got their own allegiances. I like Brent, and I think even a homer can take off their glasses for a little bit and give you the straight dope. If you read between the lines, if you listen enough, everybody will tell you whether or not they actually have a feeling on the game one way or the other. Sometimes you just have to dig a little bit deeper.
I was chatting with someone about this before the show, and I think in this day and age, it's so hard for fans to kind of realize things for what they are. There's a lot of fans that get caught up in the hype, and to a certain extent, there's a certain belief that your team is better than everyone else is out there. But I think Brent does a pretty darn good job of not getting caught up in the hype. Yes, he clearly likes Iowa State. There's no question about that. But I think he tells it like it is from both sides, and he does a pretty darn good job of doing it. So, like you said, Todd, Brent is one of my favorite guests that comes on the show.
Scott Docterman from the Land of 10, certainly no homer. He'll be joining us to kick off the third and final hour of the program tonight at 6 o'clock. You're shaking your head. Did we lose Scott?
Oh, no, no. Oh. I'm just...
Are you doing a mock fantasy football draft as well over there? I don't know what the hell's going on today.
I just get annoyed when people get accused of being homers when they're not homers.
All right. If 100% of you don't agree with me, then that makes you... There are people out there that feel that way.
Yes.
That if somebody doesn't agree with them 100%, you're just a homer.
Or a hater. That's the other buzzword.
Well, you can be a homer, you can be a hater. I don't care, just as long as you're listening to the show. 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. 1600 AM all across Eastern Iowa. Don't forget, vote in the poll question. KGYMradio.com. Will there ever be another break in the Iowa-Iowa State series. There was a rather large one from the mid-30s until the late 70s, and then the state legislature got together and helped, along with the Board of Regents, push for this game to take place. I think it was 77 or 78, where Iowa State won, wore the uniforms that said "Beat Iowa" across top the numbers. They did not beat Iowa that year. Certainly one of the more memorable gimmicks in this series, which for 15 straight years in the 80s and early part of the 90s was dominated by Iowa. And then, as we reminded everybody yesterday, my apologies for bringing up 1998 Hawkeye fans, but 1998, the first of five in a row reeled off by the Cyclones, starting with Todd Bandauer and Dan McCarney inside Kinnick Stadium. And then if you take those five off the table, including the first four against Kirk Ferentz, the rest of the series has been up and down for both teams. There have been some really good Iowa teams at the same time as some really bad Iowa State teams, and there's been some decent Iowa State teams that have coincided with some Iowa teams that weren't exactly having successful seasons. And then there are other times where both of these teams get together and they're on even ground. And I think that this is going to be an example of that on Saturday. You've got Iowa, which has a quarterback that turned the ball over at an alarming rate on Saturday, who is making his first career road start, doing so in a hostile environment. I think Drew Tate made his first career road start at Iowa State, too. I may be wrong on that. But and then you've got Iowa State, which is hasn't been to a bowl game in a couple years, but I think there's the general consensus in Ames that a lot of people think Iowa State can get back to a bowl game this year.
I especially with the way that Texas and Baylor looked over the weekend, there's a chance that if Iowa, that's why I think this game is big for Iowa State, is because if they win this game, you could very easily see them at 4-0. That week four game against Texas becomes very winnable. And as I said yesterday, and I've harped on, this team needs to be able to finish in close games and in winnable games. And here are a couple of chances. I think they'll beat Akron pretty handily, but here are a couple of chances in Iowa and Texas early on in the season where they can beat these teams, and it's just a matter of showing themselves that they're able to do so.
Can we just edit this 5 to 5:30 portion out of the podcast tonight? Can we just say the computer got struck by lightning and it just disappears?
I think it did. Did you see that lightning bolt out there?
319-366-1600. Woodja is on the way, but first, we've got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell continues to garner recognition for his 14-tackle, 2-sack performance against Wyoming last weekend, today receiving the Lott Impact Trophy Player of the Week. This award is in addition to Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, Walter Camp National Defensive Player of the Week, and the Bednarik Award Player of the Week. The Iowa men's basketball team released its TV schedule today, announcing it will play on BTN 14 times, the first of which will be hosting Penn State on December 2nd, on an ESPN platform 8 times, including the Cy-Hawk game in Ames on December 7th, as well as on FS1 twice and BTN Plus and BTN Go 6 times. The Colonels claimed Game 1 of their Midwest League Western quarterfinal last night 6-5. Lewin Diaz fittingly scored the go-ahead run on a single by Jimmy Kerrigan in the 8th. He also led the team with 3 doubles and 4 RBI. The series moves to Kane County tonight, and the Colonels have a chance to clinch the best-of-3 series with ace Clark Beaker on the mound taking on Sam McWilliams beginning at 6:35. Tonight after the show, we've got Scott Unash on the call for Dubuque Hempstead and Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Kingston Stadium, rather. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And we've also got the inaugural regular season game of the new NFL year. That's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the defending world champion New England Patriots on 106.3 and 107.5 FM. All that's going to begin right after the show.
This might be my favorite thing that we have promoted here on KGYM. If you go to our website, kgymradio.com, one of the first things that you will see is the state of Texas. And if you want to click on that and that banner, it's going to take you to some information on how you can help some four-legged friends that were affected by Hurricane Harvey. Everybody's talking about Hurricane Irma right now. We've already moved on, and people are sort of forgetting about Hurricane Harvey. But there are a couple animal shelters here in eastern Iowa that have taken on or taken in a number of animals, cats, dogs, whatnot, that have been displaced by Hurricane Harvey. And we're trying to help find them new forever homes. So if you go to KGYMradio.com, you can check out. We've got the link to the Last Hope Animal Rescue here in Cedar Rapids, Fur Fun Rescue in Lisbon, and Animal Welfare Friends in Monticello. Those three shelters and organizations are trying to find new homes for some of these displaced pets from the Houston area and Louisiana. So if you're an animal lover, take time to check that out. Woodja is on the way next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Did you work out a little too hard? Play a bit too rough at the weekend tailgate? Or maybe overdo it with yard work? Whatever it was, you're feeling it today.
Ooh.
So let CarePro Home Medical help. CarePro Home Medical has something to soothe that soreness, including Biofreeze, ice packs, cold therapy wraps, and pain relief devices to get you back to feeling better. Even weekend warriors need a little help sometimes. Visit CarePro Home Medical in Cedar Rapids or Coralville and connect with people and answers you need.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Super Bowl champion Patriots will open the new season tonight at home against the Chiefs. New England fans will probably have a special welcome for NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who will be at the game 1 year after Tom Brady was suspended for four games. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict will get a three-year contract extension worth almost $39 million. Kicker Sebastian Janikowski will stay with the Raiders but may not play in the opener on Sunday with a back injury. Schefter reports the team's restructured his contract to $3 million guaranteed. Baseball today, the Yankees hammer the Orioles 9-1. Aaron Judge with a two-run homer, his 39th, tying him for the American League lead. Former Yankees GM Gene Michael has died. The man called Stick also managed the Yankees and the Cubs and had a 10-year playing career. He was 79. It's been 36 years since the women's semifinalists at the U.S. Open were all Americans. Coverage starts at 7 Eastern on ESPN.
Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off all menu-priced pizzas when you order online for a limited time. That's 50% off your favorites, like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
There's no better time than right now to protect your family. So if you're like me and have been putting off getting term life insurance, you have to call SelectQuote. Here's the SelectQuote difference. Most companies give you one option, one policy, and one rate. But SelectQuote gives you options, lots of options. SelectQuote shops and could get you up to 15 options from highly rated life insurers. I want you to make the free call today and review your options. Call 1-800-290-0303. SelectQuote has been in business since 1985. I trust them and their licensed U.S. agents because they've already protected over 1.2 million families. For example, a 40-year-old male that takes cholesterol medication could get $500,000 in life insurance for under $25 a month. That could be your cost to protect your family. I want you to give SelectQuote a call at 1-800-290-0303 or go to SelectQuote.com today for a totally free personal quote. 1-800-290-0303. That's 1-800-290-0303. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Look at your hands. What have they been doing lately? Being softly conditioned by life indoors? Or are they the restless instruments of change? At Valvoline, we believe in hands-on innovation. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Welcome back in, officially at the halfway point of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show tonight, 5:36. Alex Kuhn along for the ride, along with our producer, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. You're going to hear either high school football, Scott Unash on the call from Kingston Stadium, or the Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots. You think Scott's going to have the game on DVR when he gets home tonight? You think he'll be shutting the phone off so that he doesn't get the push notifications from Gillette Stadium?
I think Scott is a very technologically savvy person. He might have the game on his phone to his left. Is that possible?
This has happened before, I think, where he's had to call games on nights where the Chiefs have played. And I think, if I recall correctly, he tries to avoid spoilers, although Scott has a number of people who enjoy sending him spoilers while he's on the air.
You're not one of them, are you?
No, I'm not. I think I did it one time inadvertently, and then I found out after the fact that he tries to avoid seeing the score, and then after that I didn't. I thought I was doing him a favor. Turns out I wasn't. We will get to Scott Docterman of the landof10.com coming up to kick off hour number three. I inadvertently made a promise that we were going to give away the get the let out tickets before the bottom of the hour. Now we can't do that because Kyle's here in the studio for Would You. So sometime between now and the top of the hour, we've got tickets to get the let out next week at the Paramount Theater. America's version of Led Zeppelin, our friends from across the hall, Rob FM, are part of this, and it should be a great concert at the Paramount Theater next week. If you want to go, check it out. Paramount website, tickets are available. You can stop by their box office in downtown Cedar Rapids as well. We'll have tickets for you tomorrow as well when we're in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Well, it is that time, is it not? Thursday?
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die? Or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Alex, I'm going to start with you. Would you say the first team to score 3 touchdowns wins Saturday's game in Ames? And if not, what do you think the key to victory will be for Iowa and Iowa State?
I would say that. I'm not going to give away the team that I think is going to win. I'll let that play out for Saturday on our pregame show.
Sounds like you're picking Iowa State to me.
But I have this game as a 21-20 game. I think this is going to be a nail biter. I think this is going to be a very good football game, and it's very clear which team or that both teams have their blueprint for victory, and they're both on complete opposite ends of the spectrum. If Iowa State can play in the mid-20s, as Brent, I think that's a very good number that Brent Bloom put out there, 24. If they can get above 24 points, they're going to win the game. If Iowa can stop Iowa State to the point where they score less than 21, then Iowa is going to win the game. So I would say yes, the first team to 3 touchdowns will win on Saturday.
I would not say 3 touchdowns. I think 3's a little bit low, and I expect Iowa to be able to run the ball and kind of control their possessions a little bit better than that. I think so 21 points would be a little bit low. I would say that if Ohio State or Iowa State gets out there and they score 4 touchdowns, that really would seem to indicate that they have been able to, on average, score, and it probably doesn't work out like this, but they've put together 1 touchdown drive per quarter, which means the offense is moving pretty well. I would say it's more than 3 touchdowns. I'd go closer to 4.
Now, I think Iowa only ran for, 138 yards last week against Wyoming?
Yes, correct.
So I'm curious, why do you think Iowa would be able to run the ball all over Iowa State then?
Because that's where the strength is. The O-line is, you know, one of the better units on the entire team, if not the best, right there with the D-line and the linebackers. And, you know, just because I don't think we saw the best Iowa team that we're going to see all year last year, or last week. I don't think Nathan Stanley is going to come out and turn the ball over every single week. So I think that they can run the ball better on Iowa State than they did against Wyoming because things change week to week.
What if he does? I just terrified Iowa fans more than any Stephen King reboot possibly could. That comes out this weekend, right? Tomorrow isn't it? I thought September 8th was it. Have you seen the original?
No.
With that's
not surprising. Yeah,
that's pretty good. I'm a big fan of the book. First movie was good, and I've seen a lot of people saying that the reboot, the reincarnation of it, is definitely worth the time. Tim Curry though is Pennywise. Tim Curry will always be Pennywise to me. We talked about this yesterday on the show. It was brought up on Hard Knocks, and I'll see if I can. A paraphrase. Did you see it?
I saw
finally?
It. I caught up on. I had not watched the last two episodes. I watched them both last night, back to back.
So one of the director of player personnel people for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, featured on HBO's Hard Knocks this year, said that he hates cut down day, where the teams have to basically release guys and get down to the 53 man roster. And he said that he would rather drive cross-country in a beat-up car with no air conditioning with Skip Bayless, then go through cut-down day. So I'm asking the two of you, give me one thing that you would rather do over driving. Where's your line of demarcation? What would you draw the line at where you go, I would rather drive cross country in a beat up car with no air conditioning, listening to Skip Bayless in the passenger seat.
So something I just absolutely hate.
Yes.
Whew.
It can be anything.
Wow. This is kind of putting me on the spot here. By the way, this was Jason Light, the general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who said this. That rather than cutting people, he would rather drive cross country
in a beat-up car. It's not a fully functional vehicle.
And Skip Bayless is not just on the radio; he is in the passenger.
He's riding
seat.
Shotgun, baby. He's asking you to pull over at the next rest stop because he's really got to pee, and you got to put up with it the whole way to get where you're going.
I would probably have to say, watching his show. I'd probably rather. Well, no, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make much sense at all because I watching his show is so unbearable. But if you gave me the caveat that he isn't talking about sports, then maybe I would consider it. Maybe just listening to people complain about media coverage of their team. How about that? Whether it's negative or it's positive, it can never be too positive.
So you would rather drive cross-country in a beat-up car with no air conditioning with Skip Bayless in the shotgun passenger seat than listen to fans complain about the media being negative toward the team that they're
on? Not enough coverage, too much coverage, all this announcer's bias. It just drives me. One of my biggest pet peeves watching any sporting event, especially when it comes to baseball, because baseball fans are so used to hearing their own announcers who are huge homers. And then when they get into the playoffs, it's not enough. The announcers aren't homers enough, so they're biased against the team that they're rooting for. So once we get to October and I scroll through my Twitter timeline, it's one of my least favorite times of the year.
I had more time than Alex. We got put on the spot.
Strategic.
Really. Had to think of.
He let you go first.
Had to think of something. So I just threw together some of my biggest pet peeves. I would rather drive behind a bicyclist on the road, and I respect your right to ride a bicycle, and I respect people who make the decision to do that, but they're very slow and they bug the crap out of me. So I'd rather drive behind a bicycle on the road, listening to the new Taylor Swift songs on the way to my second job, running a daycare for kindergartners.
Fair enough. Kyle, what would you do tonight if you were Roger Goodell? You are traditionally expected to be at the first NFL game of the year. And Roger Goodell is going to be at Gillette Stadium tonight, where he's expected to be greeted by 60 to 70,000 angry Patriots fans who may or may not be taunting him with images of him wearing a clown nose. How would you handle things tonight if you were Raj?
You got to show up and you got to take it and you got to try to put on your best face. I mean, honestly, it's not going to be great. He's not going to feel super welcome, but he is the boss man in the biggest sport that America has today. And all those people who are, you know, that upset with him are only so upset with him because he is, you know, one of the most powerful men in all of sports, if not even, you know, expanding to outside of sports. Like, he's a very powerful guy. So he's got to show up. He's got to be who he is, and he's got to deal with the bed that he made for himself.
The guy gets booed at every draft.
And he
the guy knows that he's hated.
Yeah, he seems to be able to take it.
Everywhere he goes in public, he gets booed at. He gets sworn at. He's used to this. You walk into Gillette Stadium, you say what you have to say, and then you leave. This isn't any territory that he's not used to. I'm not sure where the narrative flipped from everybody being on his side to everybody being on Tom Brady's side. I think it's kind of pick your poison there. I think both sides are equally horrible. But this is nothing he's not used to. He is used to this and then some. He'll be right at home. I think he is almost comfortable and embraces it. He's one of those people.
See, I don't think it's so much the Deflategate Tom Brady thing anymore. It's that the NFL's own investigator said or recommended that Ezekiel Elliott not be suspended after looking into the allegations of domestic violence, and then Goodell going, okay, thanks, 6-game suspension. Stuff like that. I don't think it's that. Now, Patriots fans and Deflategate, that's a special type of stupid right there, because they're never going to get over that. But there's all of these other issues where Goodell has either put his foot in his mouth, been completely inconsistent,
Ray Rice,
or
yes,
looked like a dope.
That's true.
Where it comes from.
But with Patriots fans, it comes from one spot.
But
Deflategate.
I think you're right. Well, I would like to imagine that he would be greeted similarly anywhere else, but this is like, if you asked Roger Goodell what his personal hell would be, I have a feeling he would say Gillette Stadium tonight. If he closes his eyes, he probably imagines what that place is going to look like tonight and how he's going to be received there. I thought this was fascinating. I saw this earlier today, reading up on the NBA, because it's one of my favorite things to do. If you listen to the program, you know I can't get enough National Basketball Association news. Jeff Van Gundy says that they may not even bother playing the 2018 season. So, Alex, would you say the NBA season is already over before it's even started? Van Gundy says nobody is going to challenge the Golden State Warriors next year. Nobody. Is the season over before it's even begun?
Why, yes, it is. I, for some reason, held out hope all season that the playoffs last year were going to be entertaining, they were going to be competitive, and through the first three rounds, I was completely wrong. The season was pointless, the first three rounds of the playoffs were pointless, and then you got to the finals and you thought, okay, but LeBron. I know they added Durant, but you can never count out LeBron. Well, the finals were pointless too. We knew who was going to win from the beginning, we know who's going to win from the beginning this year. There are a bunch of teams trying to retool their rosters for pending free agents next year, including LeBron James. But this year, I agree with Van Gundy. We know what's going to happen. I'll keep my finger on the pulse of the NBA. I'm not a huge NBA guy as it stands right now. So I was so disappointed with the way things shook out in the finals because I felt like I was duped a little bit. There is absolutely no way I'm falling for it again. Fool me once, shame on you. Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I'm not letting any shame come my direction because I got fooled again. This season's over before it starts.
I've been hearing a lot of talk over the last couple days, guys making their NFL predictions, And I've heard a lot of people in the AFC trying to come up with a way to not pick the Patriots. And I've heard several people, I heard one earlier today, they get to the Steelers and they say, that Steelers team, very talented, the offense is tough to deal with, the defense can even look good at times. But when they match up with the Patriots, the zone that they run, it just does not work. The Patriots will beat them every time if they keep playing the defense as they have the last couple years. Go to basketball. There are some good teams. There are some interesting rosters. But the lineup that the Warriors can throw at you with Kevin Durant playing power forward and Draymond Green playing center, filling out the rest of the, you know, rest of the lineup with Steph, Clay, whoever they want. Nobody can match up with that lineup. There's not a single matchup in the entire league. The Rockets would be close, but they don't have the defenders. The Celtics would be close, but they don't have versatile front court defenders. I'm really looking for a reason to say that the season's not over, but I mean, the answer is he's right. Nobody's going to challenge the Warriors, even more so next year than last year.
I think the only hope would be a physical, systematic team like the San Antonio Spurs, but even then, it's a long shot.
All right, this is perhaps the most important would you that we've ever asked in my lifetime or the lifetime of the segment. We've got our inter-office fantasy football draft tonight, and the one and only Lambeau holds the number one overall pick in the draft. If you were her, who would you take with the number one overall pick? I think she's smart enough to not take Aaron Rodgers number one overall, although she's Lambeau. She's a Packers fan.
That's true.
I believe last year, I think she took Le'Veon Bell. She had another fairly high first-round pick. So I'm not necessarily assuming she's going to I'm not necessarily assuming that she's going to take a Packer. Who would you take if you were in her shoes?
David Johnson.
UNESH has the number two pick, by the way.
David Johnson or Le'Veon Bell. I don't think you could go wrong either way, but in a PPR league, I think the Cardinals are going to rely very heavily on David Johnson. I take him number one overall in the way that our league is set up.
I would also go David Johnson. There's a clear top three PPR or standard. There's pretty much a clear top three, which is Le'Veon David and Antonio Brown. Two of those guys are splitting touches with each other. And so I would kind of lean towards David Johnson as well.
Well, I guess we'll find out. The draft is scheduled to start in 20 minutes while we're on the air talking to Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com. We'll step aside and take a really quick break. When we come back, Kyle is going to be put to work because he's not only going to have to do a big board update, but immediately afterwards, he's going to give some tickets away. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Gotten your tickets yet for this year's Stakes and Stilettos? It's September 30th at the DoubleTree by Hilton. Come support the 2017 Cedar Valley Habitat for Humanity Women Build and enjoy dinner, specialty stiletto cakes, silent auction, and a live burlesque show by the Va-Va Boom.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Check, check, and check. Whole to-do list done. And it's game time.
I only gave you that list an hour ago.
Right.
You fixed the dishwasher, washed the dog, and got us a mortgage in less than an hour?
Yep. Dishwasher was simple, Bruno was no trouble, and I got us an online mortgage at Fairfax State Savings Bank, where we were approved in, like, 20 minutes?
You demand, babe. Let's watch that game. High five.
Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com for a mortgage or refinance today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall the day that they walked down the hall and asked Scott UNESH to voice the part about the burlesque show. Can only imagine how quickly he launched himself out of his chair and ran into the production studio. 5:55. The Todd Brommelkamp Show back with you, heading toward our number three. Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten will be with us to talk Iowa State, all things Cyhawks series. But before then, we've got a couple things we need to do. First of which, a Midwest One Bank big board update.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell continues to garner recognition for his 14-tackle, 2-sack performance against Wyoming last weekend, today receiving the Lott Impact Trophy Player of the Week. This award is in addition to Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, Walter Camp National Defensive Player of the Week, and the Bednarik Award Player of the Week. The Iowa men's basketball team released its TV schedule today, announcing it will play on BTN 14 times, the first of which will be hosting Penn State on December 2nd, on an ESPN platform 8 times, including the Cy-Hawk game in Ames on December 7th, as well as on FS1 twice, and BTN Plus and BTN To Go 6 times. The Colonels claimed Game 1 of their Midwest League Western quarterfinal last night, 6-5. Lewin Diaz fittingly scored the go-ahead run on a single by Jimmy Kerrigan in the 8th. He also led the team with 3 doubles and 4 RBI. The series moves to Kane County tonight, and the Colonels have a chance to clinch the best-of-3 series with ace Clark Beaker on the mound, taking on Sam McWilliams beginning at 6:35. Tonight after our show, we've got Scott Unash on the call for Dubuque Hempstead and Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Kingston Stadium. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And we've also got the inaugural regular season game of the new NFL year. That's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the defending world champion New England Patriots on 106.3 and 107.5 FM. All of that beginning right after our show.
We've got tickets to Get the Let Out, the American Led Zeppelin, the concert a week from tonight at the Paramount Theater in downtown Cedar Rapids next Thursday, September 14th. It is a 7 o'clock start time. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. You're getting the Let Out. Hour number 3 on the way after this.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. We're one job site.